All around the globe, millions of people go through their day-to-day lives like anyone else. They rush to work when their alarm doesn't go off, buy groceries that get pricier by the day, and get a little too invested in a game of Monopoly. Despite this, they make up 4% of all United States hate crime reports, are 2.5 times more likely to be violently victimized, and nearly a third are in poverty. This is not a group of criminals or gang members, as some may have you believe. Rather, a sect of people who have chosen to live true to themselves. In 2022, about 1.6 million Americans identified as transgender or gender non-conforming. As Pride Month comes closer, we want to dig deeper into the struggles of transgender Americans, the history of Trans Day of Visibility, and what it means to be a transgender DJ. Transgender people have always existed. Archaeological evidence shows that between 5000 and 3000 BC, a group of androgynous or trans priests honored the Sumerian god Inanna. In South Asia, the third gender Hijra people are a well-documented group dating back to the year 1206. Today, some indigenous communities use the term Two-Spirit to identify those not considered men or women. All of this is to say that transgender people are not rare or abnormal. Despite this long history of existence, in 2023 alone, 600 anti-transgender bills were introduced into state legislatures, with 87 passing, limiting transgender people's access to gender-affirming healthcare, ability to play school sports, and restricting their use of public restrooms. Many of these laws are a response to false fears of transgender people being predators or pedophiles, despite the fact that transgender Americans are more likely to have violence committed against them than they are to commit violent crimes. In response to the struggles of transgender people, activist Rachel Crandall Crocker created International Transgender Day of Visibility to celebrate the community and bring each other together. Throughout the years, the holiday has only grown, with President Joe Biden formally proclaiming March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. This past March marked the holiday's 15-year anniversary, and WMSC was there to celebrate.
You are tuning in to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, off the campus of Montclair State University. We are celebrating here at Out Montclair's Trans Day of Visibility Celebration.
Today, we come together to celebrate our visibility and resilience.
To see this day and this gathering happen in the community where I've chosen to raise my kids matters a lot to me as well. But it is important that we come together and that we raise our voice against what unfortunately is a wave of bias and hate.
In order to properly represent the transgender community through our broadcast, not only were WMSC's own transgender DJs present for the broadcast, but other transgender people within broadcast media.
I was at WSOU.
I think for me, one of the things is just being visible, being out. You don't have to be carrying a sign to be an activist. Just your existence and visibility in the world makes you an activist. I remember when I was working for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey back in the 1980s, and I had coworkers who were gay. And it was almost like a don't ask, don't tell type situation.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that changed is straight people started to realize that there were gay co-workers that they had. There were gay neighbors that they had. There were gay family members even that they had. And that helped to destroy this stereotype.
Illusion that we were so rare.
Exactly. And I think the same thing has to happen with trans people. Each one of us, our visibility very much matters. Radio, to me, and anything audio, is a very warm, personal medium. You have a connection with the person more than you do with somebody that you see on television or in film or in print. Showcase who you are and what you've done and let people see.
Our DJs were able to gain insight on the different projects in New Jersey centered around outreach and support of the transgender community. Several organizations spoke with our DJs in order to provide information on their causes.
So my goal is always to help my clients find their most authentic voice
whatever that means for them.
We're from NJCRI in Newark, which stands for North Jersey Community Research Initiative. We're kind of like a one-stop shop for any kind of like healthcare, holistic care.
And I'm here with Project T, which stands for Trans Empowerment in Action. We are an all trans and non-binary team that works with and for the trans and non-binary communities of New Jersey.
My name is Reginald Weber Jr. I'm the executive assistant at Garden State Equality. We are the largest LGBTQ advocacy and education group in New Jersey, and we are on our 20th year of being a nonprofit here in the state.
We are Edge New Jersey. We're End Discrimination, Gain Equality. So we have a bunch of different support groups that we run. We have a bunch of different behavioral health programs that we run. So we do counseling. We also do case management. We have housing services. We're primarily a mental health focused agency.
Though Out Montclair's Trans Visibility event did provide many panels and booths of information, there was still plenty of activities to enjoy. Whether that be participating in the art yourself with crafts, viewing different artist galleries, or even just enjoying music from local trans artists. After hours of broadcasting and interacting with the trans community of New Jersey, our DJs had an underlying board project, giving transgender people the opportunity to express what they love about their identity and community.
Today, WMSC had a board, and we asked the trans community here to talk about what's one thing you love about being transgender.
Well, this one's actually one of mine. It says, I love the ability to create myself.
The next one is being who I want to be without anyone telling me.
I love my T for T relationship.
The next one is being called a darling and living as an independent woman.
Yeah, and then I love our vibrant community.
And another one, I love my transgender friends.
I also love my transgender friends.
I love finding myself and my queerness every day.
I love our music.
Another one is being able to live my authentic truth.
We've got the unique lens through which I get to view the world. Love that.
Another one is I love the freedom of breaking out of gender roles.
And then just the freedom.
And another one, which is honestly something I would love to use kind of in, as a tie-in to the final thoughts, is not being cis. And I feel as though so much of transness is about how we're othered. Yeah. And we're not like the at-larger cisgender community, and how we're different, and like we're the other. And the thing is we're normal people. We've spoken to so many people today who come from different walks of life, different like forms of affirmation, different ways that they express their gender, different identities as a whole. We've spoken to non-binary people, trans women, trans men, people who don't fall into any of those particular identities. We've spoken to allies. We've spoken to organizations. Honestly, throughout all of this love, the fact that we can love who we are, we can love not being cis.
Yeah,
I love being trans. I am not sad because I am transgender, but I want you transgender listeners to know that there is a world of community, of love, of light that is just waiting for you. We are here. You are so visible. You are here to be honored. You are here to be loved. Your identity is not othering. It is not different. It is not bad. You can love who you are despite anything. You are trans, and that is a wonderful, beautiful thing. And I saw this one quote that I think wraps up today wonderfully. And it is, I am transgender in the way that God made grapes and not wine, and made wheat but not bread, because I too can take part in the joy of creation. Thank you so much for listening today. And to the larger trans community at whole, we see you, we hear you, you are visible, and you are loved.